I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
An interesting topic in the news recently is anesthesia-free teeth cleaning for pets. Unless you have the most mellow of cats, this mostly pertains to dogs. I've had my dog's teeth cleaned by a vet under anesthesia, as well as by groomers anesthesia-free. The anesthesia-free cleaning generally includes scaling the teeth up to the gum line and toothbrushing. If you have your pet's teeth cleaned by a vet, they clean under the gum line like a human dentist does, as well as pulling teeth or any other procedure that may be necessary. Anesthesia-free teeth cleaning is considered cosmetic since they don't clean at the gum line. Cosmetic cleaning typically costs around $100. Veterinarians charge around $800 because the dog has to be put under. Assembly Bill 2304 would have allowed others to use scalers to clean teeth as well as vets. California lobbyist Matt Gray believes this veterinary regulation is really about interfering with commerce for personal financial gain without legitimate public policy reasoning. The veterinarians group has argued for years that dog owners risk the health of their pets by having their teeth cleaned by anyone other than a vet. Lobbyist Gray said there has not been a single case of harm that came to a dog. At a hearing before the Business Professions and Consumer Protection Committee, emotional testimony was given about a woman's ill-fated visit to an anesthesia-free teeth cleaning appointment. The cleaning, she said, was so destructive that her dog had to go to the vet and had to have several teeth removed after the vet found abscesses. The cost was $4,000. The other side of the story is that the teeth cleaning company checked the dog's teeth 2 months prior. They gave the owner a written report stating that the dog had lots of tartar and several loose teeth that may be lost. The dog's owner believes that the company should have told her that the dog had a serious condition and needed to see a vet. She feels, in spite of any warnings they gave her, the company put their desire for more business ahead of her dog's health. As you can see, there are two sides to the story. Assembly Bill 2304 failed. This means in the future you will only be able to have your vet clean your pet's teeth. Is this good or is this bad? You decide. You will be paying more money for teeth cleaning, a lot more, but you will have a more thorough and perhaps safer cleaning job done. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.